Good morning and welcome to Jason and Alexis in the morning, live on My Talk 107.1 and live streaming on a device near you. I'm Jason Matheson, and joining me every single day when she's not threatening to leave me to work in the Pillsbury Test Kitchen, ladies and gentlemen, it's Alexis Thompson.
Oh my gosh, bye. See you later, bye, guys.
I know.
Got some bacon to do.
Can't blame you.
Yeah. Good morning, Fluffy.
Good morning, buddy.
Happy Friday, Holly Roberts.
And happy Friday to all of you on this Friday, April 26, 2024. Not quite sure what that noise was, but hey.
Oh, boy. That's right.
That's right. Good morning, all of you, on this Friday, April 26, 2024. Welcome to the show. Welcome to the day. Welcome to your life. Welcome to, for those that celebrate, Audubon Day. Welcome to Child Care Professionals Day. Lex, I'm sure you would pour one out for
them. They're saints.
This is for your mom. It's Get Organized Day.
Oh, yes.
Hug a Friend Day. Hug an Australian Day. Welcome to Arbor Day. Welcome to Hairball Awareness Day. Welcome to Help a Horse Day.
Aww.
Welcome to Historic Marker Day. Welcome to Kids and Pets Day. Welcome to Pretzel Day. Richter Scale Day. Welcome to Static Cling Day. World Intellectual Property Day. And it's a big day, a really big day around here, not just because we're going to be celebrating lesbians, but it's also World Alien Day.
Rocket Man, help us figure out where Lex is from.
Live long and prosper, everyone. And if you see Alexis's people, and I put that in quotes, don't approach them. They have a laser gun in their back pocket.
And ask them where they are.
I'm done
working down here. So anytime now, I've done my work here.
Well, your Earth family's in town. You better wait and don't have the ship come get you now.
Yeah, I've managed to create safe passage for them as well. So. It was a safe harbor with them.
Oh, got it. Yeah. They have a one-way, too. You bought them a one-way ticket
pretty much,
as well?
Yeah.
You got the BOGO coupons?
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah. We're going to begin with pizza. No, look, I wish we could actually say we are giving you pizza, but we're not going to be giving you a pizza, but we're going to talk about pizza, Domino's pizza, right, Lex?
Yeah, that's right. They are giving money back to customers who tip their delivery drivers.
Huh?
It's called the You Tip, We Tip promotion. So it rewards customers who tip with a $3 coupon for your next pizza or whatever you might get at Domino's. I think they have wings and stuff, don't they?
They do. Oh, they have all sorts of things. Okay. Yeah.
So you can use that for that as well. So they're incentivizing customers to be better tippers. And this starts on the 29th, so just in 3 days. And you can use that $3 coupon next time, which is pretty cool. It comes up through your app.
I don't know.
How much is a Domino's pizza these days? $3 off is a pretty substantial amount, isn't it?
Yeah.
I mean, if you do, you know, they have, no matter what day it is of the week, there's always a promotion going on.
Oh, yeah.
Like, let me see right here. I'm going to order.
And no matter how much you tip, it still will be a $3 coupon.
This week only, large two-topping pizzas, carry out only until the 28th, $6.99 each.
Oh, wow. Okay, so yes.
And I just punched this in. Like, there are other specials.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see here. All pizzas, one topping.
Yep.
$7.99 each. Ooh. Holly, what are you seeing over there?
Oh, I was just going to say, what about the family meal?
Oh, what's that?
And by
that?
The well, usually they have some kind of family meal, and usually that's for my family of one, and that would be me.
Yeah.
Yeah. So is that a salad or wings?
Salad?
I don't know.
Get that green out of here.
What makes it a meal?
Wings.
Okay.
And like little like dough nubs.
Thank you.
And then some kind of dessert.
Like cinnamon sticks or something.
Yeah.
Holly,
churro-y things.
Yeah. Let me see here. Breads and oven baked dips. Hell yeah. That's what we're talking about.
Yeah.
Oh, gosh. Yum.
Could I interest the two of you in
pizza, right? Breakfast pizza?
I've had what I'm getting ready to tell you, and these are just a gift from God above. the bacon and jalapeno stuffed cheesy bread.
Bacon and, oh my gosh.
Come on. Come on.
Yumbo.
Come on. It's so good. Then Holly mentioned nubs. I have them for you. Holly, how would you like some Parmesan bread bites from the Domino's?
Oh, please. Add it to the list.
Well, and this is perfect that you brought this up, Lex, because I waited until we did it on the TV show, but have you guys had, and I'm going to name an Ab Fab.
Absolutely fabulous.
Let's jump over to the Little Caesars. Have you guys had the cheesy poofs?
I don't even know what that is.
No. What is it?
We do a thing on the TV show called Fast Food Field Trip, where it's me, executive producer Jeff, photographer Eric, and then always like a guest person. And we drive through our cars, you know, filled with cameras, and we try new fast food. And we've been doing this for many, many months now. And for the first time ever, and all the times we've done it, these items from Little Caesars got a perfect 10. Everybody in the car, Jeff, me, Eric, Aaron Schwab was the guest this time. They are the Hot and Ready Crazy Puffs. They're four handheld pizza puffs. They're like little Detroit style pizzas, but like in a cupcake. They basically shape like a cupcake, and you get four for $3.99.
Oh, so it looks like a little egg bite.
Yes. These are so good. The crust has some sort of like garlic butter that's drizzled all over them. Ooh. They are so damn good. And that little four pack, let me tell you, that's a good lunch. We were all saying that. I could easily just do that for a little lunch. Now, look, could I eat way more? Absolutely. But,
trust.
I mean,
a Little Caesar's pizza is just a personal pan pizza waiting to break free.
Right?
Yep.
Right? But trust me.
Those look delicious.
Oh, Lex, the crazy poofs are real good. Real good. $3.99, four. You can get mozzarella, pepperoni and pizza sauce. There's two different flavors. Let me hold on a minute. That's just all the ingredients. You can get, just pepperoni or no pepperoni. So there we go.
Ooh.
Yeah. Real, real good. Real, real good. So there, we've had our
yum.
Pizza talk this morning.
Oh my gosh. Yum.
Oh, ready to go.
I'm so hungry.
Yeah.
I know.
It's only 6:10.
No. Yeah.
Did you guys cook yesterday with the family, or did you order out, or what did you do, Lex?
Oh yeah, we ordered out. We've been working.
Yeah. Yeah.
And lots of talking.
Emily's list.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's been really fun. We did a lot of that already. Yeah. So we've been playing cards. We played hand and foot again last night, which was super fun. We've got a tournament planned tonight because now finally Angel will join us.
Tournament. There's a family tournament tonight. Yeah. There's a family tournament.
There is, because Angel will finally join us. He says, I'm not playing until Friday. And then just be prepared to be annihilated. That's what he told us yesterday. I'm like, okay.
Well, those are some words.
We'll see about that. Fighting words.
Yeah.
Very competitive.
Now, has he played this game with your family before?
Oh, yes. Well, the superior way to play, if you ask me, is by playing doubles. And
that's
we've been playing singles.
Yesterday.
Yeah, because it's just been my dad and my brother and me. So we've been playing by ourselves. And so, yes, the games go by faster because you're playing off the same set of cards.
Yeah.
And so, So anyway, it's just been really fun catching up and, you know, figuring out things in life. It's just been great, you know, with the people who have known you forever. So that's been really fun. And it's just great to have him. It just feels like, it's always been, you know, things never change, that they don't live in California and we don't live here.
Yeah.
You know?
You're back on your alien ship.
Home. We're back on the alien ship. Exactly. Yeah. We're on the saucer, guys.
You're playing alien cards at the alien checker table. Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah.
Well,
yeah, so it's been fun. But yes, how about you guys? Did you have a good day yesterday?
We did. And I will tell you a little bit later why I think I'm in the quite literal doghouse this morning.
Uh-oh.
I'm in the doghouse in that term in every possible way. So we'll mention that in a little bit. But today is also a day to celebrate lesbians.
Sunday, Monday, lesbians. Tuesday, Wednesday, lesbians. Thursday, Friday, lesbians. Saturday, what a day to groove to KD Lang.
Ba-dum-bum-bum.
That's right. Weekly trivia face-off. We're going to do a practice round. And we're not joking. We're not joking. Nope. The category is lesbians. We'll be right back.
Hey, friends. Alexis for Plunkett's Pest Control. More than 100 years strong. And, of course, if you have an infestation of pests and you just need to call them on a one-time, single-service basis, do it. They will take care of business. But if you're like me and, you know, those pests just keep pestering you, they want to get in your home and you're like, uh-uh, no, 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 no. This is my home. That's your home. Get on the annual service plan. It's a home guard program. There's different types, but what's so wonderful is that they proactively protect your home from mice, ants, spiders, roaches, wasps, bees, carpenter ants, fleas, millipedes, silverfish, and so much more. Everyone has a different environment around their home, so of course you're going to get that customization of how to handle what's going on, because Plunkett's, for 100 years, they've been studying pests and their behavior, and they know what they're doing. Keeping pests in their place, not yours. All you need to do is contact Plunkett's Pest Control today. Just head to Plunkett's.net. That's Plunkett's.net.
No matter what you're looking for in a non-alcoholic beer, there's only one name that has it all. Athletic Brewing Co. Full flavor? It's athletic. Huge variety? It's athletic. Award-winning styles you can get online, at the bar, or the grocery store? It's athletic. In fact, when it comes to amazing non-alcoholic beer, there's no question. It's athletic. Ask for it and find out. Go to askforathletic.com to find your closest retailer today. Near beer.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
It's Oprah.
She is so wise.
Out of context.
How many of you talk dirty in bed?
That was Oprah.
Did she really say that?
Out of context.
Question, Oprah. Welcome back. Jason and Alexis in the morning, right here on My Talk Everything Entertainment. Everything Oprah Winfrey.
Oh.
I'm Jace, Alex, and Holly. Today is the day. It's a Friday, and that means WTF. You hear the promos. Weekly trivia face-off.
Woohoo!
Powered. Yeah, that's right. Powered by our dear friends at Trivia Mafia. Please check Trivia Mafia's social medias, because there could be an event near you, and that event could just feature our very own Holly Roberts sitting in a corner on a stool. Right, Holly?
That's right. It's a
conducting
mighty
trivia.
That's right. It's a mighty stool.
Mm.
Next to Gambler, the pull tab machine at Wild Mine Ales in South Minneapolis. And let me tell you, the weather is getting really nice. And there's indoor-outdoor seating there, food trucks, and delicious beverages.
That's right.
Mm.
Who doesn't love all that?
Very nice.
But we're going to do a practice round because our minds aren't quite working yet.
No.
So, Holly, are you ready to lead this practice round?
Absolutely. Now, these are all lesbian-centric questions.
Yes.
Yes. Now, the good folks at Trivia Mafia, we were doing a women's history trivia, if you guys recall.
Yeah.
And we had some lesbian questions.
Yeah.
And it went so well that the fine folks at Trivia Mafia made a whole segment, a whole game of lesbian trivia questions. Now,
bless their hearts.
It is Lesbian Visibility Week, by the way, too. So, yes, we see you and we celebrate you with trivia questions.
If I see you out walking around, I'm just going to say, lesbian! That's, yes.
Yay!
I see you, lesbian!
Hi! Yeah. Now, here's a question, guys. We're just going to warm up. We're going to warm up so much that this is going to be a multiple choice question.
Ooh.
Oh, oh.
Which of the following actors and musicians did not have a guest spot in Ellen's 1997 coming out episode, The Puppy Episode?
Ooh, okay.
Here's your list of folks.
Okay.
Jenny Shimizu, Oprah Winfrey, Katie Lang, Laura Dern, Rosie O'Donnell. Which one of those folks did not have a guest spot in Ellen's 1997 coming out episode, The Puppy Episode?
Oh, Jace, do you know?
I believe it's Rosie O'Donnell.
Because Oprah was there, and Katie Lang was there.
And Laura Dern was the girlfriend.
She was there.
Yeah, yep. She was in the airport scene, so I would say Rosie O'Donnell.
Rosie, okay, final answer.
Yes!
Nice, Jace.
Rosie O'Donnell was not in that episode.
I think they were already fighting. I think they already didn't like each other at that point.
Yeah, Rosie O'Donnell was like flinging some koosh balls over her way.
Koosh.
Children, look it up. Yeah, this actually happened in the late 90s. Yeah. The first lesbian kiss on television between C.J. Lamb and a guest character named Abby happened in 1991 on what legal procedural?
C.J.
L.A. Law?
Yeah. Sure. Final answer.
Yay! It happened on L.A. Law.
Jason knows his lesbian.
You too. That's awesome, Jace.
Yes! Look at this. I mean, let's go on to our third practice round.
Okay. Holly, before we go, can Alexis and I ask a question?
Of course, I guess
you could say this is an unorthodox. This is a brand new category. So may I ask an unorthodox question? Can we have a phone a lesbian?
No phone a lesbian.
Oh, damn it.
I'm sorry.
I tried, Lex. I tried.
Which one do we call? Wow.
None. I'd call the nunners.
No, which one would not? Oh, none. I see.
I'd call none, yeah.
I thought you meant none, like N-O-N-E.
No. Our friend none.
Yes. Yeah. Okay. Yes. Got it.
I'm sorry, Holly. Please continue.
I'm sorry. No phone a friend this morning. But but you know what? Thank you for asking. I really appreciate it. It doesn't hurt to ask.
Yeah.
What musician won a 1997 Grammy for Give Me One Reason, but her first nomination was in 1989 for Fast Car?
Oh, Tracy Chapman.
Tracy Chapman.
Final answer.
Yes.
There we go.
All right.
We're doing pretty good, Lex.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
We know our lesbians.
You sure do. Let's see if you know more.
That's our fair shirt this year.
We know our lesbians. Jason and Alexis. We should get a tote bag.
Yeah, we know our lesbian. This is the we know our lesbian tote bag. Yeah.
Let's try this. In 1993, which supermodel appeared on the cover of Vanity Fair in a swimsuit, shaving the face of Katie Lang?
93?
Mm-hmm.
Shaving the face of Katie Lang.
Who
are the big models then?
Well, Cindy.
We get Cindy.
I
we got Naomi.
Cindy, it's either Cindy or Naomi or Christy Turlington.
Yeah.
I can see Cindy doing this. I can't see Naomi doing this, and I can't see Christy. I would go with Cindy.
Cindy Crawford. Final answer.
Yes.
Girl.
Wow, Jace.
Girl, I might just be a lesbian. I'm.
Well, try this question on for size.
Okay.
Let's see if you can get this, Jason and Alexis. We're warming up for weekly trivia face-off, lesbian edition. Here's your last question before we go to break. Which car company bounced back from a financial slump in the 90s after realizing that their vehicles, popular among outdoorsy folks, were a lesbian favorite? Produced a successful lesbian targeted campaign that pushed LGBTQ advertising from the fringes to the mainstream.
Ready,
One,
Lex?
1, 2, 3. Subaru!
Yes! And it's true. This was an actual advertisement campaign in the 90s.
Lean into that.
Holly, I'm going to turn the tables here. I'm going to ask you a lesbian question. Are you ready?
Yes.
On average, how long does it take a lesbian couple to move in together after the first date?
3.7 hours.
Is she right? That's right. You're right. 3.7 hours.
Very nice.
Oh, well, you guys did a fantastic job at our lesbian trivia this week. Again, it's Lesbian Visibility Week. We are celebrating that. And your opponents this morning would be Jake. That is Alexis's brother, Jake. Mm-hmm. And we have the owner of a bar of their own, the bar in Minneapolis that exclusively plays women's sports, Jillian.
Yay!
That's going to be great. That's coming up at 8:30. And again, thanks to our friends at Trivia Mafia for powering that. They move in together 3.7 hours. They buy matching towels the next day, by the way. That's a little fun fact. We'll be right back. Hey, everybody. It's Jace for Red Cow and Red Rabbit. It is the weekend, or as my buddy Alexa says, Friday. So grab your friends. Grab a lesbian. Head to Red Cow. Run to Red. They have one of the best happy hours, period, in the Twin Cities. The Star Tribune named them one of the best happy hours, and I know why. It's bigger and better than ever. Several months ago, they made it longer. Now it's 2 to 5:30, Tuesday through Friday. They have a $6, $7, and $8 menu, so make sure you get there. Now, off of the happy hour menu, I'm going to tell you about two things that you're going to be like, duh, but they're so good. First, the kale salad at Red Cow is my favorite. Add the peanut crispy shrimp. That's the first, duh. Kale salad, really? Yeah. And the second is the chicken Caesar wrap at Red Rabbit. I know, but trust me, this is going to be one of the best wraps you've had. So I've given you like four reasons this weekend to run to Red.
Hey, welcome to IKEA, where even this desk is circular.
Huh. How so? Looks pretty rectangular to me.
It's because we're always looking to repair, reuse, and relove our products, like buying back your IKEA items for store credit. Or shop our as-is section for great deals. You can even order free spare parts. Get on the circular path for a more sustainable future.
Still a rectangle.
Get started at ikea-usa.com/circular. Visit ikea-usa.com/circular for as-is information and buyback and resale terms and conditions. Spare parts not available for all products.
Want to be more active this summer? Sierra helps you save on everything from swimsuits to stand-up paddle boards, tennis rackets to fishing tackle. And if that doesn't float your boat, we also have pool floats. Sierra, let's get moving. To your local store, like now. Go!
And now on Jason and Alexis in the Morning, a message from our sponsor. From, like, the 70s or 80s.
Thursday, Magnum's stormy romance continues as a twin sister's meddling turns to murder.
Sorry, darling.
And dining gets deadly when Simon and Simon mix it up with a gourmet killer. Then, the long-awaited season premiere of Knots Landing. Will Karen survive the bullet meant for another? Can Abby find an escape from her captors all Thursday?
This has been a Jason and Alexis classic commercial. We now return you to our regularly scheduled mediocre radio show.
A very dramatic night of television in 1984 on CBS.
Ooh.
Magnum P.I. with Tom Selleck, the hot new star of the 80s.
Yeah.
The not often talked about Simon and Simon. And of course, Knots Landing, rounding out Thursday nights. Will Karen survive that bullet meant for another?
Ooh.
Spoiler alert, she did.
I hope so.
Yeah, she went on to star in every single episode of that show. Yeah, the only person to do that. Great Michelle Lee. Anyway, welcome back. Jason and Alexis in the Morning. Okay, Alexis, this is Alexis's choice.
Yeah.
But two things.
Okay.
You tell me what you want me to tell you first. Do you want me to ask you a question first? Or do you want to know why I'm in the doghouse first?
Oh, you already teased the doghouse. So let's do the doghouse.
Okay. Admittedly, the dog was, the new puppy was, I think, 1% more my desire than Colin. Colin wanted a dog. I don't want to make it seem like Colin didn't want a puppy.
You're forcing a dog on him.
Yeah. Colin was very smart. He tried to take emotion out of it. He was the one that correctly stated that he wanted me, because he left it up to me, but he wanted me to be 4 to 5 feet away from the grief of Dexter before making a decision. He didn't want the...
Yeah, makes sense. That's smart.
So I waited. I did. That was the winter. I waited a good long time before I made the decision. And I really did vacillate anyway. So I say that knowing that it wasn't so much more my decision, but maybe I had one more marble, one more marble in my bag for this.
You had a 51% stake in the decision-making process.
Thank you.
To Colin's yes. 49.
Yeah, yeah, that's a good way to put it, Holly. So, and there's a reason I'm telling you that. It's because of that, anything that goes wrong with Senior Milo, I do have a little internal guilt because I consider it my harebrained idea, my Lucy Ricardo idea to get another puppy.
Oh, no. What'd you do?
Well, this is about...
Or didn't you do?
Thank you.
Well, I'm not sure.
Thank you, Alexis. Thank you.
One or the other.
So because Colin is very considerate, what we do is... He goes to work at a fairly normal hour. And then the three of us, we have harebrained hours. We have inhuman hours, you know, and because of that, Colin and I sleep in separate rooms. And because of that, Colin has the puppy in the overnight in the crate, because as Katie K9 instructs, you crate train the dog in the overnight. You put the crate so that the dog can see you. But you have the dog sleep in the overnight, and you only let him out when the dog whimpers. These people, now this is Katie, not me. Katie K9 says, these people that recommend taking them out every single hour in the overnight, Katie thinks they're ridiculous. Katie says, the dog will whimper. The dog will tell you when it needs to go out, because if you do that every hour crap, you're basically teaching them.
I get to go outside.
All the time in the overnight. You're never going to sleep.
Every hour it's 3 a.m. When are we going out?
Exactly. So bless Colin's heart. He has puppy duty in the overnight. And I take Mr. Big in the other room to show Biggie love. And he sleeps with me. Well, yesterday I had Milo. I came home from the show. And it was the first full day, Lex and Holly, that Milo fully did our routine. Meaning... Colin worked from home on Wednesday, so that was a little off routine. And then yesterday, Colin went to work, as he normally does, at like 7:45 or whatever time he goes. And then I come home after the talk show. Nothing was scheduled for the show, so I left. I got to leave right afterwards. Didn't have any My Talk stuff. So I went right home, and Milo wasn't whining at that point. He wasn't whimpering, bothering my neighbors. By the way, a blanket apology to everybody in my building for the next couple weeks. Anyway, so I get home and I take him out. Well, I tried my best, you two. I walked that dog, but he has little bitty legs, so he can't really do full doggy walks.
Yeah.
I took him out. I tried to play with him. I took him to My Talk. I brought him in. And
yesterday?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah,
my gosh. Did everyone just go wild?
Aww. Yeah. I was really hoping he would pee and be Arthur's office. He did not do that. I begged him to, but he didn't. He was a good boy. So I tried to. My point is, I did the field trip. I did everything to try to keep him active, you know, so that like a kid. I mean, Lex, you know this, in the early days, you just try to wear the kid out. It's like a game. Just keep him busy so that he sleeps, you know.
Yes.
So, I'm sure you probably still do that.
Yeah, I am with my dog still.
Yeah. I do that with myself. I'm like, all right, self, get out here. So you're tired at the end of the day.
Yeah, it helps a ton to sleep. Yeah.
Yeah. So I'm wearing it. But we get home, and then Colin had a happy hour, which I was thrilled for. So it was just me and the dog at night, too. Well, I took the puppy to Sweet Green to pick up my salad. And we come back. But another little walk. You know, another night walk, Lex. Again, well, I'm eating, and the puppy falls asleep on the couch. And he is sleeping, like a hard puppy snoring sleep. And I know that I should wake him up and try playing with him, but I can't. Well, Colin comes home. He sees Colin for a little while and he goes back to bed. Puppy sleep goes right back to sleep.
Mm-hmm.
And Colin made a little comment. He goes, he's like, ooh, I hope he sleeps through the night. And I'm thinking to myself, oh God, you're right. I hope he does too. Well, that didn't happen. I guess he did not fall asleep for about 2 hours. Colin was, I guess,
up for a
while. It's
a big day, though. You're going on field trips. You're walking. Girl, and so
I tried, girl. I tried. So I walk into the room. So I get up at 4:20, 4:15 sometimes, and I'm in the bathroom. And I said to Colin, if you need me to take him out, just don't email me in the overnight. And I will come get him right as I walk out the door. You know what I mean, Lex? I'm going to get ready and then grab him for like a 5 a.m. or a 4:50 a.m. PP break.
Yeah.
I said, just don't. But if you take him out at like 4, then text me and I won't wake him back. You know, I won't come in the room. So he didn't. So I'm in there brushing my teeth and Colin texts at like 4:36. And he's like, are you up? I go, oh, yeah, I'm shaving. And he's like, oh, I'll take him out. And I go, no, I'm up. I'll be right there. So I went and I walk in. I grabbed the dog, took him out. He peed instantly. Like, I literally set the little guy down on the gravel in the potty area. He peed. I brought him back in. And as I'm walking back in, Colin, bless his heart, half asleep, he goes, Colin goes, Milo, why don't you tell Daddy that you didn't fall asleep for like 3 hours after we went to bed? And I'm like, oh my God, I'm so sorry. And he goes, and then he got up at 11 and then 2 and now 4:30. It's like, oh God, poor Colin basically has probably had collectively about 3 hours sleep.
Oh no. So,
and I tried, Lex, I tried my hardest to keep that little guy entertained. Again, I brought him to my talk to have people wear him out. But but it did not work. He was up. I'm like, oh, I'm so sorry. But it's the life of a puppy, man. I mean, he's barely 10 weeks old and oh, but
yep, they're on their own rhythm, their own time.
Yep.
It could be sleep that was affected two nights before.
I know, right?
Who knows?
I just felt so bad. I'm like, oh, Kyle, I'm sorry. I'm like, I know you get to sleep in later, but it's still, so I'm going to, now on the weekend, I'm going to have him with me. I'm because I don't need to wake up. I will do potty duty on the weekend, but oh God, He is a good little boy, though.
But you can't diaper him.
Right? I know. In the overnight? Yeah. I know. I know Katie K9 would not endorse that.
But no, I don't think so.
She would not endorse that. But no, it's just, he is potty trained, though. Like, the minute you set him down, you go potty, Milo, he tinkles right away. And Dar taught him the cutest thing when we are walking him. And it suffers in translation, but he looks really cute when he's just sitting up. Every time he encounters someone on the sidewalk, my mom has trained him when someone approaches him to sit. So every time someone passes him on the sidewalk, he sits and like waits for them to acknowledge him. And it's just your heart melts.
So cute.
Oh, Lex. It's like this little bitty boxer just waiting like, okay, notice me. I'm sitting. Please tell me how cute I am. Oh, it just fills my heart. Oh, it's just, ugh. But I do want to eat them. I talked about you yesterday. I just said I used to make fun of Alexis all the time, jokingly, about cute aggression. And now that's all I have.
It's real.
I have everything I can do to not open my mouth and just eat him. Like, just, I want to gnaw on him. And yeah. I do. I gnaw on his little ear. Yeah, I'm just, God, I love you. Anyway.
Oh,
so, So, Colin, I am sorry that I'm in the doghouse. I'll keep him more busy. I'll try. I'll take him to the circus or something. I don't know. When we come back. A question for Alexis and a little pop-up pop culture.
Is this a scary question?
No, it's a funny question.
I talk 107.1.
Hey, friends. Alexis for JTR Roofing. JTRRoofingInc.com. Yes, roof is in the name. And yes, they can help you with any roofing issues that you may have. Installation, of course, storm damage. But they do so much more, especially for your spring projects right now. It's a good time to get a head start on them. So what am I talking about? I'm talking about siding, soffit and fascia, gutters, windows, decking. If you've got some outdoor projects, have them out for a multi-bid. It could be for your residential, commercial, multi-housing situation that you've got going on. They've got you. Or housing services. And they do a wonderful job. They've been live and local since 1992. And have a lot of experience working with insurance, so they can help you with that as well. Make sure you mention me or my talk to save up to $1,000 on roofing, siding, or gutters. The number to call is 651-777-7394, jtrroofinginc.com. See some before and after pictures.
At IKEA, your dream home is a blue bag away. No matter the size of your space or budget, we've got everything you need to turn your dreams into reality. And now with new lower prices on hundreds of our most popular products, bringing the dream home is even easier. Like the gray Strandom wing chair, was $369, now $299. And the IKEA Plus 365 9-piece cookware set was $129.99, now $89.99. And hundreds more. Shop new lower prices at IKEA-USA.com today.
And all of the wonderful work that they've done.